beautiful gardens, and I was just so pleased with it. The streets and all, wide with the separations of grass and fountains and lots of things like that. Maybe a little bit garish in a way, but very nice to see, really. And going out, we saw a windmill, which was, I think I've told you about the windmills that are up at Bahia, which isn't too far from here, on the way down to Gibraltar, the ones that Don Quixote supposedly saw. Well, these were, excuse me, similar to those. And later on, I saw many more windmills, which I guess is rather typical of Portuguese life. And the going out, they have a going out of the city towards Fatima, they had a bull ring. And it's more Arab than the Arabs. I'll never cease to be amazed at how in both in Granada and even in Sevilla and now in parts of Portugal, where the Moorish influence has lasted so long and they have retained so much of the beautiful structure that the Moors contributed. Whereas in Tangiers, which is Moorish, they haven't any of that, really, or very little of it. Certainly not to the nice extent that they have both in Spain and in Portugal. Because I think that their architecture is so much nicer than the Baroque and the Renaissance architecture that they have here in these countries. You know, I was never interested in this sort of thing, but wherever you go now, they point out this is Gothic, this is Romanesque, this is Moorish. So after a while, you get so you can at least identify them. But it was quite a bull ring. And in the guide pointed out, of course, this is not their bullfighting season either, but they do have the Spanish matadors. But in Portugal, you are not permitted to kill the bull. And many of their fights are done on horseback. And of course, I like them both. But I think if you have a good horseman, a good matador fighting on horseback, there's nothing quite like it. But the horses are so well trained and all. And of course, they must have had quite a bit of rain in Portugal recently. In fact, I mentioned this because everything was very, very green. And they have much of the same trees, etc., that you have in Spain. They have the olive trees, of course, and this is the time of the year they're picking the fruit. Imagine living in Spain and not realizing that. And cork trees also, and I guess he said that they stripped them every 9 years. I didn't realize that either. And they have the umbrella pine trees that I've told you about. I think I mentioned that in one of the first tapes I ever sent home, that how different the pine trees are. And actually, the countryside is different from Spain, and yet you would expect it to be like Spain. But I must say, I find the whole culture entirely different from Spanish culture. Although, as I say, both being on the Iberian Peninsula, you would expect it to be similar. But I think the differences struck me more than the similarity. There is poverty there, too, I'm sure. Although, I don't think that you're quite as aware of it as you are here in Spain. And then, of course, we drove up the coast, through the mountains and up to the coastline, and through some very, very narrow roads. I would have hesitated to take a car, to be honest with you, let alone a bus. In some places, they had to stop and toot the horn for the truck drivers to come out to move their cars so we could get by. But we did go up the coast to Nazaré. And I'm beginning to think that this hidden little fishing village is becoming pretty much of a tourist trap. But it's well worth seeing, I think. It's just perfectly ideal. Part of the village is built right on the sand, really. And the other part is up on a mountain. And I can't remember which is the old Nazaré and which is the new Nazaré. But anyway, we stopped down in the center of the area where you can use the ladies' room if you want. And you had half an hour there. And it was the most interesting half hour. beach is not very, very wide. I can't say exactly how wide it would be. But it isn't like walking down to the beach, because the beach is right there. And the water is beautiful. It's Mediterranean, but it's certainly, I mean, it's Atlantic, but it must have either some of the Gulf Stream or Mediterranean water in it, because it's that greenish blue, you know, very clear, and quite large breakers. And the boats are bigger than our rowboats, because it's a fishing village, as I said before. They're bigger than our rowboats and very colorful. And the bow of the boat rises up out of the water and forms a very sharp point. I think Alice may have described this to you. I don't know. And then the back is quite flat, and it says on the back of it, Nazare. And they're painted red and black and all. And I can't quite figure out why they would have such a sharp point to the bow of the boat going up so high, unless perhaps it's because they feel that it's easier, a little bit easier, going through the big waves. And they have larger type vessels too, but this seemed to be predominantly the one. And they wanted to move one of the boats across the sand, and they hitched the boat up to two oxen, and I'd never seen that done before. And this two oxen were pulling it across the sand. But it was lovely. It was a lovely day. The sun was shining, as I said before, shining on the water, and it wasn't too cold to walk around. And I just looked at everything. We saw them mending their nets and pulling the nets in out of the water and making new nets. And the men were doing it, and it looked almost like a tatting shuttle, for all the world like a tatting shuttle. And it must have been some type of nylon cord or something, and he was busy going a mile a minute getting it made up. And they had fish. It must have been something like, if not sardines, something similar to sardines. They were very small, because they had the head and tail still on them, but they had them split down the middle. Oh, they were only about 4.5 inches or so. About four or four and a half inches. And they had them all on something like screens, drying out in the sun. And I think that the dress of the people was something that was so colorful. The women, it's true, they wear 7 petticoats. I didn't go and count them, but you can see them. And they all seem to be different colors. All the women, whether they're very old or very young, wear the very colorful skirts, like a peasant skirt, and then the 7 petticoats underneath it. And then they wear a shawl over their head, even the children, black shawl or something like that. And some of them were walking around the sand without any shoes on, but that I can't blame them, because it wasn't that cold. And then the men, and I noticed that the farmers wore the same type of thing, were sort of a stocking cap. I had only seen black ones, I think, but like a regular stocking cap, you know, knitted and then fell down to the shoulder, and then a pom-pom at the bottom of it. And everybody, it seemed, was out on the streets or out around the fishing area doing something. Even the children were playing out in the sand, but everybody was doing something out there. And I think that was something that impressed me. I walked into one little store, and the storekeeper wasn't there. She was outside someplace. They didn't have an awful lot to sell. They had a type of pottery, a blue, and it seems that that's very common in Portugal. It's very attractive, but of course when you see loads and loads of it, it ceases to be attractive, and you keep wondering, well, I don't want any more, I don't want to see any more of this, but actually it's very pretty. I bought a planter made like a boat from Nazare, which I need like a hole in the head. That's what I need most. But it ought to be kind of pretty someplace back in the States. I don't know where I'm going to put all this junk when I get home. And I got this at this little store that I had mentioned. And they had dolls and all, but I didn't particularly like them. I liked the costumes, but I didn't like their faces and all, so I didn't buy anything like that. Actually, there wasn't an awful lot that you could do there except look around, but it was so interesting just watching the people. And I must say, the Portuguese women have the most beautiful posture in the world, from the oldest right down to the youngest. But it's because they carry everything. Every everything conceivable on their heads. You've never seen anything like it. Whether it's a load of wash or whether it's a gallon of kerosene or oil or whatever it is, they've got it on top of their head and they walk just as straight as they can walk. And the older people, too. And sometimes they wear very colorful scarves on their head. I was saying that I thought the big difference, they may have been poor. I don't know. I imagine they weren't terribly wealthy. But the big difference between the poor in Portugal and the poor in Spain was the poor in Spain dressed it. Oh, they dressed terribly. But the poor in Portugal at least dressed colorfully, and they seem to be very happy. You know, the Spanish people say that Portugal's a very sad country, but I think it's, you know, sour grapes, because I didn't realize there was so much animosity.